We have new guidance in place regarding personal visits at long-term care facilities here in New Jersey. Here's how it works. Fully vaccinated residents can choose to have close contact with a visitor if both the visitor and the resident are wearing a well-fitting face mask. Compassionate care, essential caregiver, end-of-life visitation, outdoor visitation can be permitted even when indoor visitation is otherwise restricted because of coronavirus transmission. Now, if the COVID-19 activity level index called CALI, C-A-L-I score, is high or very high, and less than 70% of the residents of the facility are fully vaccinated, indoor visitation would be limited for unvaccinated or partially vaccinated residents. Indoor visitation of unvaccinated residents can take place regardless of the CALI score if 70% of the residents in that facility are vaccinated. Currently, by the way, 367 facilities in New Jersey meet that mark. Additionally, indoor visitations are limited for residents under quarantine or have a confirmed coronavirus infection until they've met the criteria for release from quarantine. The guideline mandates when a new coronavirus case among residents or staff is ID'd, a facility should right away begin testing and suspend visitation until at least one round of facility-wide testing is completed. But as you gather, a step in the right direction as far as having actual human contact now. At nursing homes, nursing centers, veteran centers, facilities along those lines. Got a bill sponsored by State Senator Steve Sweeney and Joe Vitale, approved by the State Budget Committee. It's S-3032, and it requires the New Jersey Department of Health to assess infection control and prevention policies, come up with a statewide plan to improve the existing situation. Legislation requires essential standards for review. Those standards include a count of the total number of single resident rooms in nursing homes, the percentage of beds are utilized in single resident rooms, and a review of the ability of nursing homes to expand single room capacity, a survey of the maintenance status of heating, ventilating, air conditioning, and refrigeration systems in nursing homes, study of the features intended to increase infection control and prevention capability, infrastructure-related considerations recommended by the New Jersey Task Force on Long-Term Care Quality and Safety. The committee also improved S-3031, also sponsored by Senators Sweeney and Vitale, that would have state health officials develop infectious disease instructional programs for nurses who work in long-term care facilities. Yeah, but you thought those instructional programs were already put in place, didn't you? Well, if nothing else, at least Senator Sweeney has shown up regarding the coronavirus in nursing homes, finally. The question is, did a push for profits drive up the deaths in New Jersey nursing homes? Who's asking that question? Among others, a House committee down in D.C. They're looking into the growing acquisition of nursing homes around the country, by the way, by private equity firms, saying buyouts have been linked to fewer nurses caring for patients, lower quality care. Also questioning whether regulatory change might be needed. It's New Jersey Representative Bill Pascrell Jr. represents the 9th District, Democrat who chairs the House Ways and Means Oversight Committee. He said private equity ownership affects patient safety, cost, and jobs. Private equity firms, they own about 11% of nursing facilities across the country. That's according to a recent study. Some think numbers actually are higher than that. Study shows lower staffing on average in more than 1,600 private equity-owned facilities. Once the nursing home is acquired, and a private equity-financed buyout number of hours provided by frontline nursing assistants usually drops by about 3%, while overall staffing drops by 1.4%. Most nursing homes in New Jersey are for-profit, and believe it or not, New Jersey regulators don't even know exactly who owns some of them. One case, a nursing home in Andover, New Jersey, was licensed, operated by one company, while a property management firm owned and leased the building to the operator. That was, of course, the facility where The bodies of seniors who passed away from COVID-19 were stacked up like cordwood in a makeshift morgue. Such multi-layer arrangements are not unusual, but critics say agreements create some opaque financials, is the term they used. They make it hard to tell just who's behind the operation of a long-term care facility. One thing this committee needs to discover is how much money these private equity firms handed to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and other state Democrats for campaign purposes, and whether that money inspired protection, because you might recall it took a couple of weeks for the Murphy administration and state Democrats to give long-term care facilities legal immunity. We're still waiting for hearings promised by the State House Democrats on the large number of deaths at those facilities.